the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Project Independence and You. We're still here talking with Tony Lowe, the Assistant New York Attorney General, about scams, mm-hmm. particularly around the holiday season. And when we left off, I was kind of talking about feeling sorry for my mail person because they get pounds of paper now, half of which are catalogs and the other half are for charities. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for the charities that are trying to generate funds right. that are legitimate, mm-hmm. but there's just so many of them mm-hmm. that you can't contribute to all.
Right.
So where we were going with that was that Tony was talking about charities calling up on the phone, and frankly, they shouldn't be.
Unless you've given to them before. Under the Do Not Register law, if you've given, then they have you in their database,
right.
but if you haven't, then they're not really supposed to cold call you like that.
Right.
So if I get one of those, I usually say, take me off your call list. I'm always saying mm-hmm. that, you know, because I can tell, you know, when they're even looking to, you know, sell something. Oh, we can fix your computer, whatever it is. I just say, take me off your call list.
Well, when they do when it's like when you try to say something to somebody and they just keep talking and going on and on and on and saying, well, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, right.
And then you try to interject and they don't, and then I hang up.
Yeah, because they know people are generally
scripted.
Right, people are generally polite and they're not going to interrupt you, so they
right.
go as
yeah.
fast as they can.
Well, I say, will you stop? Let me talk. And they don't stop. They just keep going. It makes me wonder if this is really a recording, that mm-hmm. somebody just hit a button.
Yeah.
Right.
And, yeah.
I think it depends. Now, if you, you know, feel that you've become victim of a scam or a possible scam, what do you call?
Well, if there's identity theft connections, you can call, like, the police, mm-hmm. frankly, and file a complaint against them. But yeah, you have to do it quickly.
Yeah,
don't let it. A lot of times people tell you like 6 months after it's happened because
right.
they're so embarrassed. But it happens to so many people. Please don't be embarrassed if it happens to you. Get the authorities have, you know, sections that handle this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're savvy and they know how to help you, you know, especially if there's some kind of identity theft involved. That's important because that can really screw up your credit. You know,
your life
everything.
And it's such a time consuming thing to
right.
get. I mean, all of, you know, getting a false charge off my credit card takes forever half
right.
the time, you know. So, and that's just something is, you know, just a one charge. But when it comes to all these other identity
right.
things, it's really, you know.
Now, I had one
of
those, and there is I forget the name right now, but there is somebody you can complain to about that type
mm-hmm.
of thing
mm-hmm.
with credit card companies.
Right.
Yeah.
And they do respond right away when they get on that list.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. I
yeah.
want to just mention what I do is you're entitled to a free credit report every year, right? And there are three companies. So every 4 months, I call up Experian and I order my free one. 4 months later, I call up Equifax and I get my
mm-hmm.
free one. And then the last one is TransUnion in 4 months. So I'm covered
oh,
for
great.
The year because they, you know, different credit cards companies use different
mm-hmm.
reporting companies.
Some banks actually do now have, I guess.
I know, I see that in the corner of my bank statements
yeah,
now. They'll tell you your
read
credit.
Read your FICO
yeah.
score.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which they never used to
yeah,
do, which
no,
is really nice.
Yeah.
Now it's free. It's nice.
Now people can't see that, but that's a nice book.
Right.
I know, I saw Otto eyeing that brochure. Yeah.
I can give it to you if you want. It's
yeah.
from the New York Police Department Crime Prevention Division Crime Prevention Book for Seniors. So at
ooh.
One of my, when I
yeah,
was,
that's great.
I picked up one of these. I have an extra. I can give it to you,
that'd
Otto,
be great,
if you want.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah, so if the phone numbers are online, I don't think you want me to say what the phone numbers are for
yeah,
Experian.
Yeah, no, and you could always call. I just want everyone to know for any of this information, call 311 or 869-6311, and we will be able to get you this information.
Yeah, I think one of the things is that calling after you've been scammed is what you shouldn't not hope to do. The hope would be to call if you're suspicious
right.
before you're
right.
scammed
right.
and stop somebody from, you know, the deadline factor,
right.
the hook that you brought in,
mm-hmm.
they try to jam it down your throat and tell you have to do this or your grandson's going to go to jail or whatever,
right.
whatever.
Right, right.
that's not real.
Right. We had a case which we actually went after the provider, the company who's doing this. So they were sending out, you know how STAR exemptions for seniors,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And they get that automatically. All you have to do mm-hmm. is fill out a piece of paper. It's not a big deal. There was a company that was sending out papers and on an official form saying, we'll do it for you. Which is basically just, yeah, and all they had, and they had to sign something. And then they agreed in the fine print to give whatever savings they got for the first year to this company. So it was really awful. And our office went after them, and they ended up paying quite a bit of restitution. Because it's inherently, you know, it's
stealing.
Right. I mean, it is in the contract, and people sign it, but it's. So it's more of a scam.
Right,
it's not
tricky,
really
right.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
So, but they agreed to pay back restitution for that. So
this one here is interesting.
Oh, yeah. So I was looking at other scams. You know, there are lottery sweepstakes. That's like the old type that, mm-hmm. you know, that you used to get in the mail and stuff. Never fill those things out because you're giving information.
I know. I feel like my dad might be on target for that. I keep saying these things like, you've won. I'm like, what is he like on this? And never ending
right.
like lottery.
Right. Publishers
right.
clearing
right.
He gets them all the time, my dad.
Yeah. If it sounds too good to be true, it
yeah.
is. You'll get something, a scam calling, we can lower your credit card payments, you know, because they're going to say they're going to consolidate,
right.
but yet you have to pay a fee up front and, you know, give us your credit card information over. Anything where they're asking for money up front, be very, those GoFundMe pages, if anybody's, those yeah. are like, how many, you know, you've heard so many scams related to them in the news. So just, unless you know exactly what you're giving to, be very careful. Because there's no obligation for them to necessarily use the money the way they, you know, it's not that regulated yet. So these work from home scams,
yeah.
but you have to buy, a starter kit to work at home. So that's money that, you know, you have to pay it up front again. That sort of thing. Collection agencies, they can't threaten you over the phone. And that you can complain against them if they threaten you over the phone.
Yeah.
What about the idea of a legitimate company asking for payment with a gift card?
I wouldn't. You know, yeah, I think the gift card thing is a red flag. Yeah.
Yeah, but
they usually want
people do it, and they end up buying $500 or $5,000 worth
right.
of gift cards.
Right. Right.
But now I understand that the company who is providing the gift cards is supposed to be on the alert for that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean...
Right.
Because there's somebody working there who works there part-time
right.
who could care less.
Right, they're not going to be monitoring
no.
it.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Exactly.
So
no,
don't
but I
pay
think,
with
like, I mean,
gift cards.
You know, and these are all, you know, because we always say on the show, we love to walk away with, you know, concrete tips. You know, so I think this, you know, anytime money is being asked for upfront
mm-hmm.
is like, you know, and that's what we really want to stress to people. And obviously this gift card thing. You know, or these green dot, there's always some,
right.
or any kind of prepaid kind of card
right.
situation
mm-hmm.
Is never good,
right.
you know? And like I said, it's always better to be cautious and don't be afraid. You don't have to be nasty. I understand if you're, you know, you don't want to be rude to people. But like I said, asking questions, and I always remember, you know, saying, you know, that you know the legitimate number of your credit card company or your bank, whatever it might be. And just always hang up and say, I'm going to call back on, you know, the number that I know.
What about scams, if you want to call them scams, like physical, like somebody, you're in a store and somebody grabs your pocketbook.
Oh, you mean like theft?
It's a little more than a scam, I guess. It's
yeah,
more
that's
during
a crime.
The holiday
that's
season.
That's a real crime.
That's
where
a
you
crime.
Can, like, call a police officer and,
Right, right.
So, but you have to be very careful about your possessions, I think. You know,
right.
keep your, you know, wallet and everything in a
Don't
safe
Don't count
place.
Your money in your wallet
Definitely,
in front of a lot of people.
Right, right. The norm, yeah.
Yeah.
Because believe me, they'll follow you, especially, you know.
To a parking lot.
Right, especially an older person. They could knock
no,
you down.
No, I think it's so important. I mean, listen, the amount of Christmas presents that I purchased in the season that will blow everyone's mind. But, you know, I think it's so important, too, to really stay on
Not
top
really.
Of it.
Not really. It wouldn't
you know?
Blow my mind.
I don't know it very well.
Christina is the party master.
I love a holiday. But, you know, monitoring. Monitoring your card activity,
right.
you know, and like when you said, you know, with these different credit card
mm-hmm.
Sites that they could look at your credit report, it's just so important
right.
to
right.
really just be on top of it. Because like I said, it's so easy for these hidden charges, you know, these charges to
mm-hmm.
be snuck in. And like it's you got to get before it's too late.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Christina, because looking at your statement is so important, because what they'll do, people who are trying to steal money from your account will do, say they get your credit card number and some of your information. They do like a very small purchase to see if you catch it.
Yeah, it's like a tester. You'll see like $1, $5 or something. Like,
And then if you don't pick it up, then the next month that will be like, $5,000 and then they're gone. Yeah. You know, and so they're just testing you out. So
one of the things that I've done I find very good is you put alerts in with the credit card company.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That, for one, if the card is not in possession, if it's not, they don't have the card, they're supposed to advise you that this transaction took place without the actual card, which they do.
Right.
And then the other one is that's you can helpful. Set a dollar limit, like $200, pick a number. Any transaction higher than that, like in my case, I get an email, but you could get a phone call or a text.
Right, I get text.
You know, for seniors who maybe aren't into the technology too much, they can still set that stuff up with the bank, with the credit card company, and get notified in some way that they could handle.
Right. There are, because it hurts them too, the bank. You know, they don't
wind up eating it. If
that's right. Yeah. So they're very motivated to stop that.
No, and I think that's definitely increasing as time goes on, because I've seen there are these proactive kind of measures that you can take now to be, aware and in the loop. And
I just want to mention one thing. When you get statements in the mail, don't just put them out, throw them out. You have to shred things, okay? And a crisscross shredder. Shredders are your friends, because you don't want your personal information. Once you put it out on the curb, anybody has access to it. There's case law on that. So shred it first. Even if in doubt, just shred everything.
You know, there's two other ways I just found. Project Independence twice a year does a... where you bring stuff.
Yes, the
stop program.
Yep, through the town.
And you can bring
six banker-sized boxes of paper and watch it shredded.
And another one, and I'm not doing this as a commercial, but like I was in a UPS store, 99 cents for a pound of paper, and they shred it.
Oh.
That's pretty cheap.
That's great.
You know, pound of paper is a lot of paper.
Right.
And I thought that was a pretty good deal.
That's nice.
So you don't maybe even have to buy a shredder.
Right.
You know, you just
because there's what we do in our, we just put it all in a box, and then when it
save
gets
it
the
up
time,
and
then you can,
And the AARP has a yearly, I think, in Roosevelt Field or Eisenhower, something. It's, it's near the Cradle of Aviation. That's right.
Yeah, well,
AARP has a pretty good website, too, when it comes to scam information.
Well, just should we give the Attorney General's number for anyone?
It's 516-248-3302 is the Nassau Regional Office.
Perfect.
Please feel free to call us.
Yeah, great. And Tony, thank you, as always, because, we always say the first thing to do is to not be ashamed, because that, I think, is half the battle. I mean, you see these statistics of how many people have been scammed, and that number is probably
much higher.
Much higher. Right. So just always call. You can always call 311. We can get you in contact with Tony's office, and that's what we could do. So stay tuned. Thank you again.
My pleasure.